我到现在还不是很清楚，到底是35年前我们见面是不是那么久的时间
？Even now, I'm not so sure. Is it 35 years ago that we met each other?
不过我到这个教会觉得有点亲切感。
But yet, I come here. I feel a sense of being in the family.
因为我刚从加州过来，师母跟我过来纽约，第一个教会。我去讲到的就是以前在 Poughkeepsie 的教会。
Because in the first time I came over from California, the first church I preach is the one in MHC.
没想到已经过了那么多年了哈。
Couldn't feel that pass like times pass so fast.
很感谢神给我。
Thanks Lord.
今天有机会跟大家分享神的话。
Give me opportunity to share the God's word.
特别要谢谢刚才领事的姐妹。
Well, thank you, God. The sister who lead us.
我在唱诗的时候，我就说呢，我不需要再讲到了，因为他把我讲到的内容已经讲出来了。
When I'm singing, I don't think I just preach anymore because she already tell.All my sermons content already in her singing.
因为今天早上就要讲到我们要被神的爱所充满。
Because we talk about how we have to fill with God's love.
我们经历神更多神的爱。
We experience more of God's love.
我们更多有能力可以面对人生一切的困难和挑战。
Therefore, we are able to feel facing the struggle and then challenge in our lives.
我很受感动哦。
I'm moved.
我觉得真的是圣灵在我们当中。
I feel the Holy Spirit is in midst of us.
不过盼望今天早上的信息。
We pray that today's message.
真的再一次能够眺望弟兄姊妹爱主的心。
Once again, we'll lift up our heart to serve the Lord.
我先问大家一个问题好吗
？We ask you one question, brothers.
请问在座有多少人会背约翰福音三章十六节
？Who will know the first John 4?
极少。
4:5
会背哈 ，OK。如果会背的话，跟我一起背好吗
？You know that, please say it with me.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人
，God
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
他也很熟了。我从小的时候在一个小基督教的学校念小学。
When I was young, I was in a school in a Christian school.
所以在这间的基督教学校里面，我认识到神是爱我。
So for that, I learned about God's love me.
不单是因为约翰福音三章十六节告诉我。
Not only John 3:16.
还有就是在主日学的时候，我学了主日学的一首诗歌。
And also, I learned it through the Sunday school and through a song.
你们都会唱的哦。
You all know that song.
Jesus loves me, this I know. How do I know? For the Bible tells me so.
耶稣爱我们，因为圣经告诉我们。
对，我们怎么知道耶稣爱我们
？How do we know Jesus loves me?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible.
所以从小的时候。
So when I was small,
在我的理性上面
in my heart,
我清楚知道神是爱我的
I clearly know that God loved me
我很熟约翰福音三章十六节
I know about John 3:16
我再问第二个问题
Second question
在我们当中有多少人会背西班牙书三章十七节
Anyone know the Zephaniah 3 chapter 3:17
谁会背啊
Who know
谁知道西班牙书三章十七节在哪里啊
Who know the Zephaniah 3:17
是在旧约或是新约啊
Is it Old Testament?
是在旧约圣经哦。
Is it in the Old
Testament? 不过在旧约圣经在什么地方呢
？Old Testament where?
很难找这个小先知书哦。
It's difficult to find this.
可见很多人呢、啊、不很熟悉西班牙书三章十七节在讲什么。
But a lot of people don't know Zephaniah 3:17 talk about.
好，我们来看你们的大，你们可以看大纲哦，在大纲。
Is in the bulletin.
我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read together.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间，必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saved. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will.No longer we build you, but we rejoice over you with singing.
约翰福音三章十六节讲到神是爱我们的。
In John 3:16, they talk about God's love us.
西班牙书三章十七节是讲到神喜欢我们的。
And 7:9-3:16 talk about how God delight in us.
而且太喜欢我们了。
And He is greatly delight in us.
我小的时候知道神爱我。
When I was young, I know God loved me.
因为圣经告诉我。
Because the Bible tells me so.
但是却没有人告诉我。
But nobody tell me.
神不但爱我。
God only love us.
神也喜欢我。
God is greatly delight in us.
而且太喜欢我了。
He is greatly delight in me.
我记得1997年的时候。
I remember 1997.
我有机会到英国进修。
I went to England for study.
我上了上个星期的圣经辅导的密集班。
I take 3 weeks of a seminary class there.
那就是这个圣经的辅导。
With counseling class.
那么有一天讲员提到西班牙书三章十七节。
One thing the speaker talked about, 7:9-3:6-17.
而且提醒我们。
And remind us.
神多么的喜欢我们。
How God delight in us.
喜欢到一个地步就喜得而欢呼。
So delighted he shout for joy.
我告诉大家那天晚上我睡不着觉。
That night I could not sleep.
因为我第一次虽然以前读过旧约圣经也看过这节圣经但是没有给我多大的印象。
Even though I read about it, I know about it, but it doesn't impress me that much.
但是在那个星期的里面
But in that week,
这一节圣经不断地感动我的心。
These verses keep on affecting my heart.
甚至晚上我睡不着觉。
Even so much that my heart, I cannot
even
sleep at night time.
我是怎么样的一个人。
I think about who am I.
虽然我是已经是一个基督徒。
Even though I'm a Christian.
但是我还是性格上面很多的缺陷。
But yes, I am a lot of shortcoming.
还有许多试探，我没办法胜过。
A lot of trial that I cannot triumph.
我所思所言所行的，常常违背神的命令。
What my thinking, my thought process always the opposite of God's will.
像我这种人，神会喜欢我吗
？In kind of man like me, does God love me?
我知道神爱我。
I know God loves me.
因为耶稣为我死。
Because God died on the cross.
但是我却没有办法能够理会。
I could not understand.
神会喜欢我。
God will so delight me.
而且太喜欢我了。
So greatly delight me.
所以我就进一步去查考这节圣经的一点历史背景。
So I keep on studying about the meaning behind these verses.
我就发现了这个先知西班牙书写信给因犯罪而被掳的以色列民的。
You find out that Zephaniah write a letter to the Jew Israelite who sinned against God.
神借着先知要提醒他们。
God through the prophet reminded them.
虽然那个时候他们因为犯罪而被掳。
Because they sinned, that's why they've been carried away.
但是神的爱永远没有离开他们。
But God's love never leave them.
神借着先知要提醒他们。
God through the prophet reminding them.
他们永远是神眼中的同人。
They always it's the apple of God's eye.
虽然他们不完全。
Even though they're not perfect.
虽然他们多次的背叛神。
Even though they many times they go, turn away from God.
但是神永远不离弃他跟他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Even though that there's so many times that he never turn away from his promise to the Abraham.
所以神借着先知对他们这样说。
Therefore, God used the prophet say to them.
我们再看西班牙书三章十七节。
One more time, we look into this verse.
耶和华你的。And
the Lord your God
是施行拯救
is who save
大有能力的主
my great mighty warrior
他在你中间必因你欢心喜乐
he will take great delight in you
默然爱你且因你喜乐而欢呼
In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing.
然后我就参考 NIV 圣经的翻译。
We look at the NIV's translation.
你有发现 NIV 翻译这一节圣经，特别最后一句话不大一样哈。
它 is not, it's a little bit different from Chinese.
Okay, 我们来请魏弟兄跟我们来读那个英文的翻译。
We one more time in English.The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
He rejoices over you with what? with singing.
他也因为
经文是说因你喜乐而欢呼，在英文圣经里面，因他太喜欢你了，到一个地步，他就唱歌了。
It's quite different. Wow. In Chinese, it's a because of you, he's so delighted, he's singing.
当我读到 NIV 的这个翻译的时候
，When I read the NIV translation,
我很受感动。
I'm moved.
神太喜欢我了。
God's really greatly
delighted me. 到一个地步，他就歌唱了。
In such a point that he starts singing.
而这个翻译令我想到一件事情。
This thing remind me one thing.
我是出生长大在菲律宾。
I'm raised up in Philippines.
我不知道你们哪有些人喜欢看菲律宾的电影。
Do you like to watch a Philippine movie?
如果有机会看菲律宾的电影，发现菲律宾的男人非常罗曼蒂克。
Once we see a movie, you will notice that the Philippine character, the male character, really romantic.
Right, Philippine 男人都非常罗曼蒂克的。
The male is really romantic.
就是他们每天这个下班啊，黄昏的时候跑到你朋友的家。
Every day they after they finish work, they go to the friend's
house. 然后就站在这个你朋友房子的那个门口的下面哦。
Then he's standing.Underneath the house window, under the window.
然后手拿着吉他来。
They holding the guitar.
在那里做什么
？What are they doing?
向他的女朋友唱什么
？He's singing what?
情歌。
It's a love song.
我读这节圣经，就会我会联想到这件事情。
When I read these verses, I remind me of this scenario in Philippines.
我就想到我们的神也是非常罗曼蒂克哦。
I remind me of maybe our God is really romantic.
因为他，我们是他造的。
Because we are created by Him.
而且我们是他所救赎的。
We are saved by Him.
我们是属他的人。
We belong to Him.
他每一次想到我们的时候
，Every time He think of us,
他太喜欢了。
He's so delighted.
太高兴了
，so happy.
高兴到个地步，向我们唱情歌。
Such a great rejoice that he sing to us.
然后我再看中文的一个翻译本。
If you look at the Chinese translation,
中文现代译本怎么翻译呢
？How they translate in the new translation?
Yeah, 他是地，又为你的缘故欢呼。下面两个字，缺。月缺
Because of you, he's singing and rejoice.
麻雀，麻雀，这个小麻雀 ，spiral.
Oh, spiral.
Spiral, spiral. 雀，小麻雀，没看到小麻雀那个鸟。
That word, jumping for joy,、
okay. jumping for
joy, leaping for joy
right,
because of you.
蹦跳跳跳跳蹦蹦，是不是？看到那个 spar 那只鸟啊，很高兴，它没有挂虑，它就在那里自由自在。
Just like a bird is jumping for joy, it's dancing, jumping for joy.
我真的很受感动。
I really move because of this.
神太喜欢我了。
God so loved me.
他不但因我歌唱。
God so delight me. He's not only singing.
他也因我而跳舞。
He's there jumping for joy because of me.
而且当我读到这个翻译的时候
when I read this translation,
你也知道我这个人呢、啊，这个幻想力很强的。
You know that imagination is really strong in me.
我读到跳舞这个雀跃的时候，我就想到大卫。生平里面的一件事情。
When I think about this verse and somehow God jumped for joy, I remind me of David.
你记得当时神的月柜长久的时间被掳在外邦人的中间。
As you remember, the ark has been away from the Israel.
但是大卫有能力可以叫人把这个月柜再抬回来。
David has strength and power and an ability to bring this ark back home.
当大卫看到约柜被抬回耶路撒冷的时候
，When David see the ark being carried to the back to Jerusalem,
他做一件事情他平常没有做的哦。
He one thing that he never done it before.
他就脱了他做王的这个朝服。
He take off the clothing of a king clothing.
然后他穿上了祭司里面内衣那件衣服，叫做以弗德。
Then he wear the linen ephron.
而且圣经里面讲到，他在众人的面前极力的怎么样跳舞。
And the Bible say that he dance in front of everybody.
为什么他会这样呢？
Why he does it?
就是因为他知道神的月柜是代表神的同在。
Because he know the ark meaning the God's presence with them.
他知道当这个月柜能够回到耶路撒冷，就证明神的爱没有离开他的选民。
Because when the ark come back to Israel, that means that God's love is never leave.
他太感谢神了。
He's so thankful.
他就忘记了，就在众人的面前在那里跳舞。
He's so thankful, so happy that he jumped for joy in front of everybody.
但是圣经记载有一个人啊，看见他这种的举动。
But one person in this part, in the verses following, talk about
心里面不开心。
One person seeing his jump, his dancing, not happy about.
这个人是谁啊？
Who is this person?
只是他的太太，名叫什么？米迦，对不对？啊。
His wife, Michelle.
圣经记载米迦。心里面轻视大卫。
In the same in the verses saying that his wife despised David.
他认为大卫在那里发疯了。
He's saying that David is crazy.
而且他认为大卫在那里要表现自己。
David is showing off himself.
而大卫失去了他的理智。
David without his mental logic.
一个王能够脱下他的朝服。而且好像穿着内衣内裤在众百姓的面前乱跳舞，他认为这个是不对的。
He thinks this is not right when a king is take off his royalty clothing and only like wearing underwear and dancing in front of people.
但是如果你跟我有属灵的幻想力，
But you and I have imagination, spiritual imagination.
你跟我可以从属灵的角度来看，其实大卫在那里跳舞，不是他自己一个人在那里跳舞。
Actually, you have a spiritual imagination. You can see that David is not only dancing there.
我个人认为，大卫那个时候是跟谁在跳舞呢？
You think that, in my opinion, David is dancing with somebody.
你们认为他是跟谁在跳舞呢？
Who is he dancing with?
我们来看圣经哦。
We take a look.
撒母耳记下六章十四节。
And then.First Samuel 6:14.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力。
Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might.
我们这里看见他是在耶和华的面前跳舞。
You can see that he's dancing before the Lord.
从人的角度来看，
in a human's eye,
从米迦的角度来看，
in his wife's eye,
大卫是在人的面前跳舞，
David is dancing in front of people.
但是从神的眼光来看，
but in front of the God's eye,
大卫那个时候是跟神有亲密的时刻，
David is had an intimate time with God.
他跟神在那里有亲密的交往。
He has intimate time interaction with God.
请问弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
你有没有这种属灵的经历？
Do you have this spiritual experience?
每一次你亲近神的时候，
Every time you come close to God,
每一次你到神的面前祷告敬拜他的时候，
When you come close to God and worship him,
你会不会觉得神就是在你的前面？
Do you feel like God is in front of you?
而且你那个时刻跟神有亲密的交往。
And then at that time you feel like you have an intimateface to face.
我很喜欢彼得前书第一章里面有一句话这样说。
I know one verse is saying this.
虽然看不见他，
even though we can see him,
但因为信心，我们就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
We even though we can see him, we cannot express how much joy that they come from him.
这没有办法形容的。
It's no way to express.
我盼望你跟我有这种的属灵的经历哦。
I pray that you and I have this kind of spiritual experience.
好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
Just like we sang it before.
就是我们经历神的爱。
When we experiencing God's love,
我们就觉得有能力。
We have strength.
这就是你跟我天天要操练的。
This is every day we have to practice.
在灵的里面。
In you,
我们可以感受到神的同在。
We can feel God's presence.
跟我们跟他交通的时候
，When we have interaction with him,
我们真的可以经历他是爱我们。
We can experience God's love.
而且喜欢我们。
Not only that, he delights in us.
而且太喜欢我们了。
He is greatly delight in us.
这就是旧约圣经的故事。
This is the old Bible
testament. 好不好？我们来看新约圣经。
Let's read in the New Testament.
我们来看主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
And God talk about one parable.
就是路加福音15章记载浪子回头的故事。
In Luke, he talk about a prodigal son.
我认为这个故事的主角还不是那个浪子哦。
I don't think that the main character is the prodigal son.
这个故事的主角应该是那个浪子的谁啊？的爸爸。
It should be the father.
因为主耶稣讲这个比喻的目的
because the reason God talk about this parable
就是要责备当时的那些法利赛人
is point back to the finger to the Pharisee.
因为当时的法利赛人对神有一个错误的认识
because the Pharisee had a wrong point of view about God.
当时的法利赛人呢教导人说神是一位高高在上遥不可及对人的痛苦无动于衷的那位神
Again, at that time the God to them is a far away it doesn't have much interaction with man
而且他们教导说神是很公义的是很严厉的
They talk about God is righteous real harsh
你犯罪他一定会惩罚你的
When you sin he will be punishing you
这是他们对神的认识
This is what they're understanding of God.
所以他们教导人神是谁的时候他们就是这样的教导人
So when they teach about who God is this is how they teach
有人说一个人对神的观念
Let's talk about one's concept about God
对会影响他对人的态度
It will, Your concept of God will affect how you treating other people
也会影响他跟人的关系
It is how it affect your relationship with others
所以法利赛人很喜欢批评论断别人
So a lot of Pharisees like to judge people
整天找人的毛病
Always find people's
整天找耶稣的把柄
Always find Jesus' problems
就是因为他们有一个错误的神观
Because they have this wrong concept
弟兄姊妹你对神的认识是怎么样的
Brother and sister, what's your concept? What's your understanding about God?
你是不是认为神每一次都盯着你看你犯罪他就要惩罚你
Do you feel like that God is always watching you and waiting for you to sin?
耶稣要纠正人对神的这个错误的认识
Jesus want to correct this point of view
所以他在讲这个故事、哦、
So he talk about these verses
那这个故事里面那大家都很熟、哦
Everybody knows about this story
就是这个浪子他爸爸还没有过世他就要他的产业
So he talk about his prodigal son before the father passed away he wanted his inheritance
出去过这个放荡无度的生活
So he go out and live a life that he wanted to live.
Right. Okay, so 故事讲到当时有了饥荒。
Then at that time there's famine.
所以他用光了他所有的钱财。
He used up all his money.
恨不得就在这个一个放猪的地方在那里工作。
So he put in a go to a pig farm to farm work.
这是犹太人不会想到要做一件事。
So this is never happening to Jewish people.
不过他真是肚子太饿了哈。
Because he's too hungry.
所以他才这样做。
He's so that he.
但是感谢神，有一天他醒悟过来。
Thanks God, he turned around one day.
所以他决志要回家。
He made up his mind to return home.
那现在我们来看圣经里面怎么形容。
Let's talk about this is in Luke 15.
十五章讲到这个父亲的反应如何。
What's his reaction when he returned home?
我们一起来念。路加福音十五章二十节，于是起来往他父亲哪里去？乡里还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Luke 15:20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him, and kissed him.
我要大家 focus 在这节圣经的里面。
We had to focus on this passage.
因为在这圣经，在这一节圣经里面，我看到三件事情。
In this passage, we see three things.
而这三件事情让我看见我们的天父是怎么样的一位神。
With these three things, we can see how God, our Heavenly Father, is.
从这个父亲的行动
，from this action of the Father,
我们就可以想到我们的天父是怎么样的一位神。
We can think about who our Heavenly Father is.
第一
，first
要注意“跑”这个字哈。
Run.
啊，当他看见他的儿子回来
，when he sees his son coming,
他高兴得不得了。
He is so joyful.
就是不是慢慢的。跑到这个去迎接他的儿子呢
？Did he slowly walk there？
没有，他跑。
No, he ran.
而这个跑好像是赛跑一样。
He's rushed there.
你要知道当时的文化背景。
You have to look at the history background.
一个上年纪的人走路不可以跑的哦。
One elderly person cannot run.
如果一个上年纪的人在跑呢，就丢了他的那个尊严，失去了他的尊严哦。
If a person elderly run, he will lose his honor.
但是他为什么会这样跑呢
？Why he ran?
因为他太兴奋了，对不对
？Because he's so excited.
Excited, 他太兴奋了，看到他的儿子回来了。
He see his son coming in. He's so excited.
他就跑去迎接他。
He went there.
Run.
He ran there.
去接他。
To accept.
第二。
First, second.
他做什么呢？
What's the second thing?
抱着他的什么景象
？Put around him.
Okay, 这个是什么动作啊？这是什么动作啊
？What's that?
拥抱，对不对
？Give him a hug.
你知道为什么他抱着他的景象
？Why he throw around him?
因为按照摩西的律法
，Because according to the law of Moses,
一个不孝顺的孩子。
The child who dishonors the
他们一定要用石头去打死他。
Because you have to use a stone to stone them.
那这个孩子不孝顺。
This son doesn't listen to his father.
我们怎么知道
？Why？
因为他爸爸还没有死啊，
because、
他就要向他要他的那份。
Because he wanted inheritance before his father die.
好像意思就是说，爸爸。我要你赶快死吧。
好像 just like say that I want you to die now. Give me some money.
我相信这件事情，认识这个家庭的人都知道，这个孩子很不孝。
We all know that people who know this family, this child is really not honest.
所以当这个孩子回来的时候
，So when this son come,
当地的人看见了
，When the people
一定有一些人就想到摩西的律法。
When people see him and remind him,
他们大家聚集在一起，要用石头来打死这个不孝的孩子。
They may want to stone him.
真是这个父亲做了一件事情。
But one, this father do something.
他赶快跑到
，He quickly run
去抱着这个孩子
，Pull his hand.
意思就是说
，Meaning
你们要打死他
，You're gonna kill him.
你们先打死我
，You had to kill me first.
大家看到了爸爸的这种的行动。
When the son saw his father did this,
没有一个人敢这样做。
Nobody would do that. Would do anything to him.
第三件事。
The third thing.
最后。
The last.
和合本圣经怎么翻译啊？连连与他怎么样？与他怎么样？怎么叫做亲嘴啊？
In the Bible, say keep on kissing him.
Okay.NIV 是怎么翻译的
？What's NIV saying? That he's saying they kissed him and
put around. Just kissed him. 可能 kiss 他，可能 kiss 他的 forehead， 可能 kiss 他的头，我们不知道。
Maybe kiss his cheek, his forehead.
NIV
we don't know. NIV didn't tell anything about how he kissed.
但是我很喜欢我们中文和合本的翻译哦。
But I like the Chinese translation.
在这一节圣经里面，他翻译的很生动哦。
This translation is really vivid.
告诉我们这个爸爸
，This father
亲他是亲他的嘴
，It's kisses on his lips.
你能认识犹太人的父亲，他们非常 affectionate， 对不对
？You know that the Jewish people we are affectionate.
Yeah.我们会在 Flushing 很多犹太人哦。
We see a lot of Flushing, Jewish people.
所以有时候我们会看到这犹太人的爸爸就是会跟他的男孩或是女孩会亲嘴。
So we see a lot of fathers kiss his son and daughter on the mouth.
但是这里讲的不单是跟他亲嘴哦。
And not only kiss on the mouth.
而且连连跟他亲嘴哦。
Non-stop kiss.
对，在希腊文，在原文这个 kiss 这个也有这个意思 ，continuous， 连连的跟他亲嘴。
In the original language, it says that it's non-stop kissing.
哇，你知道这个浪子是从什么地方回来的、啊、
？So you know that you remember this prodigal son, where he come from?
他是从什么地方回来的、
啊、？Where he come from?
他是从放猪的地方回来的哦。
He came back from a pig farm.
满身又臭又脏哦。
It's dirty and smelly.
他爸爸说：“你先回家冲凉，然后我跟你亲嘴。
”He didn't say that you go home and take a shower, then I kiss you.
没有啊。
No, he didn't say that.
按着他的本相
，He treat him just the way he is.
这位爸爸接纳了他。
His father accept him.
各位，我们的神也是这样子哦。
Brother and sister, this is how we are.
神不是等着你先去改变你自己。
God doesn't wait until you change yourself.
他才要爱你。
He loves you.
刚才我们姐妹讲到罗马书五章的一句话。
Sister Fanon talk about the Roman.
就是当我们还死在罪中的时候
，When we still in the sin，
当我们又脏又臭的时候
，When we are smelly and dirty，
当我们无能为力的时候
，We have no strength at all，
当我们没有办法能够回报神的爱的时候
，We can no way to return His love to God。
神已经2000多年前差派他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们而死。
2000 years ago, God already sent His only Son to die for us。
这就证明，就显明了神的爱。
This is demonstrate God's love.
从这位浪子的父亲的行动
，from this prodigal son's action，
我们就可以看见
，we can see
神的爱
，God's love，
毫无条件的爱
，no unconditional love，
恒久忍耐的爱
，persistent eternity love。
各位弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
我盼望你不单在你的理性上面知道神爱你。
Not only you feel your conscious mind head that you know God's love.
我盼望你跟我在我们的理性上面也能够知道神是多么的喜欢我们。
And also consciously we know that we God's delight in us.
而且在情感上，我们真的可以感觉到神是多么的爱我们。
And emotionally feel how God's love us.
甚至我说，在 cellular level， 在我们身体的每一个细胞。都能够感受到、体验到神是多么的爱你。
Not only that, we are also in a so small cellular level, we understand and feel God's love.
因为除非你跟我在我们的理智上、理性上、情感上跟身体上可以体验到神的爱，你跟我没有改变。
We will not change unless we are emotionally, psychologically, our whole body, our mind, Deep inside us, to feel God's love, we will not change.
你听了很多关于神爱你的这方面的道理。
We heard a lot about how God loves us. To all those
这些道理，这些 sermons.
Sermons.
但是这些道理有没有改变你的生命呢
？But did it change your lives?
没有哦。
No.
你知道为什么呢
？Why?
因为只是在头脑的。只是停留在头脑的知识里面。
Because it's only in the head.
在你的情感上，你感受不到神的爱。
Because in emotionally, you don't feel.
甚至你的身体也没有办法能够体验到神的爱。
Even though, and also your body don't feel.
如果我们真的要被神的爱所改变
，We really have to be affected by God's love.
我们在理性上要知道神喜欢我们。
Now, as logical mind, head, we need to know.
在我们的情感上面，我们也应该也要。
In psychological your mind, we understand.
而且在我们的身体的感官上面
，we are now also on a body level that we experiencing God's love.
我们一定要明白，要体验到神是多么的爱我们。
We have to experience God's love.
因为刚才的诗歌所说啊
，because the song that we sing,
更多的爱
，more love,
就会有更多的什么能力。
Therefore, will be more power.
让我们面对人生的暴风雨。
When we seeing the storm in our lives.
好，我们来看这个诗篇46篇第一到第三节。
When we see Psalms 46.
我们听念哈，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变， 山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷哼翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Psalm 46:1-3, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountain fall into the heart of the sea, though the water is water roar and foam and the mountain quake with their surging.
如果我们真的能够在多方面经历神的爱的话，
we can in different way experiencing God's love.
在患难中，神是我们的力量。
In the time of trouble, God is our strength.
我们就有智慧。
Therefore, we are wisdom.
可以解决人生一切的问题。
We can solve the problem we face.
最后，我跟大家分享我的 brother-in-law 的见证。
Next, I will talk about my brother-in-law's testimony.
Brother-in-law 中文是弟舅，是不是 ？OK.
Brother-in-law.
小什么？小舅子的小舅子 ，OK。我去年六月份，我的岳母就是师母的妈妈，离开世界。
Last June, my wife's mother passed with the Lord.
八年的癌症。
8 years in cancer.
神保守她。
God with her.
本来是只有三个月的时间。
Should be only 3 months.
因为她是肝癌，是不是
？Because she had liver
okay,
cancer.
Liver cancer 通常只能活几个月哦。
Liver cancer only usually had only few months living.
活到八年哦。
But she spent 8 years. She lasts for 8 years.
神很怜悯她。
God had gracious to her.
经过几个月之后，我们听到我的弟媳妇，就是师母弟弟的太太。
So I heard the testimony from my wife's brother's wife.
她患了末期的肺癌。
She also have end stage lung cancer.
而这个癌已经传染到这个骨头里面。
This cancer already into the bone.
我们在十二月份有去看她。
We see them in December.
跟她有三个星期的时间。
We spent three weeks with them.
他看到我们很高兴。
They rejoice to see us.
本来他不能吃东西。
Because usually she cannot eat much.
看到我们，他就开始吃东西的。
When she see us, she starts eating.
那三个礼拜的时间，我们跟他们生活在一起。
For 3 weeks, we living together.
我观察到我的小舅。
Well, I see my brother-in-law.
他对他太太那种的态度。
The way his behavior to his wife,
照顾他,
how he take care of his wife,
鼓励他,
encouraging his wife.
当我的 sister-in-law, 很痛的时候,
especially when my sister-in-law and we in painful moment,
他会鼓励他,
he will encourage him.
他要劝, 他会劝他,
he will say,
对神有信心,
he's saying that, have faith in God.
神一定会医好你的。
God will heal you.
我真的很佩服我的这个 brother-in-law.
I really look up.
很佩服啊 ，admire
my brother-in-law.
但是你知道为什么他会这样子照顾他的太太呢
？So you know why he take care of his wife in such a way?
因为他自己本身好几年前患了 鼻癌。
Because a few years ago he has prostate cancer.BI, nasopharyngeal cancer.
Yes. 你是医生吗？OK. 但是神怜悯了他。
So this is God's gracious to him.
医好了他。
God healed him.
我们说 remission.
He is in remission.
所以他以前是不太热心的哦。
So in the past, he wasn't that, fervent to God.
对，但是他神医好了他之后
，But after God healed him,
他开始在教会很热心哦。
So he fervent in the church.
他就参加教会的探访队哦。
He go into the visitation team.
而且他最喜欢探访的是谁呢
？Do you know who he would like to visit?
他在医院里面探访的就是那些特别有患癌症的人。
He especially like to visit the people in the hospital.
因为他可以了解他们的痛苦。
Because he understands.
因为他自己本身经历了那种的痛苦。
Because he experienced such a illness and pain.
现在轮到他的太太患癌症。
Now it's come to his wife.
所以神给他有这个机会。
So God gave him this opportunity.
好好的鼓励他的太太。
So he good take this opportunity to encourage his wife.
为什么他有这种的能力？
Why he has such strength?
因为他曾经经历过神的恩惠、慈爱、怜悯在他的身上。
Because he experienced God's gracious love toward his life.
神医好了他。
God healed him.
神让他能够继续的活下去。
God let him live.
这是神给他的恩典。
That is God's grace to him.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
如果我们常保守自己在神的爱中。
If we all keep in God's love.
常记得神不但爱我们。
Always remember God's love.
而且神喜欢我们。
And also God delights in us.
太喜欢我们了。
And he's greatly delighted.
想到我们的时候。
When he thinks about us.
太喜欢了到一个地步他。
Into such a stage.
他歌唱。
He sing and live for joy.
他在那里跳舞。
He's dancing.
他在那里用他的手要拥抱着我们。
He uses his hand to hug us.
而且跟我们连连的亲嘴。
And keep on kissing us.
神愿意跟我们有亲密的交往。
God would like to have an intimate relationship.
我盼望在这新的一年。
I hope this new year.
我们立一个志向。
We have to have a resolution.
每一天要找一个固定安静的时间。
Every day we have find a permanent time and place.
好好去亲近神。
We can come close to him.
从圣经的话语的里面去思想神的爱。
So through the verse of the Bible, we will think meditate about God's love.
导致我们灵命更加成熟。
So that our spiritual life will grow.
信心更加坚定。
Our faith will be even greater.
爱主的心更加火热。
The love of God continue to be increasingly fervent.
天天跟随耶稣。
Every day following Jesus Christ.
做耶稣忠心的门徒。
Become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
神啊。
Heavenly Father.
人算什么？
What is man?
你竟然顾念他。
Are you mindful of him?
我们算什么？
Who are we?
你既然喜欢我们
，You delight in us。
恳求主借着早上的信息
，We pray that today's sermon
不断的提醒我们
，Remind us，
让我们爱主更深
，Let us love you more，
让我们更有信心
，Let us have more faith，
更有力量
，More strength，
去面对人生一切的困难与挑战
，Face the challenge of our lives。
在大试炼中，我们有喜乐。
In the midst of trial, we have joy.
让不信主的亲朋戚友
Let the people who does not believe in you
从我们身上认识我们所信奉的耶稣是又真又活的神
Let them see that we like God is a living God.
我们这样感谢祷告
We pray all this.
也是奉靠耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.